Thank you for listening to a Sword of the Lord audio production. Taken from the Sword of the Lord media archives in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, we would like to present to you, in its entirety, an original Curtis Hudson radio broadcast from December 16, 1962. You'll be blessed as you listen to singing and preaching from yesteryear. And now, let's join the radio broadcast.
Brother Curtis, our two little daughters, Don and Sherry, again today, with Brother Doyle Bledsoe playing the piano for us. In just a few minutes, Doyle is going to sing, and I'm sure it'll be a real blessing to your hearts. In John chapter 4, and in verse 35, I was just looking at this scripture. It says, "Say not ye there 4 months, then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes, and look on the fields, for they are white already unto harvest. And he that reapeth receiveth wages, and gathereth fruit unto life eternal." And now just before Donna comes to sing the first song, let us go to prayer at this time. Our Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for the blessed privilege of prayer. Thank God for Jesus Christ, who loved us and gave Himself for us. We thank God that we have a high priest that's touched with the feelings of our infirmities, that we have a mediator, the man Christ Jesus. Our Father, we love You today with all our hearts. I pray You'll bless Donna as she comes to sing, and bless Sherry, and bless Doyle as he plays the instrument. Our Father, make the broadcast a real blessing to everyone that's listening. And most of all, save that soul that's near his tail today. That mother that's going on without a hope. That father that maybe this time of year has brought bad luck, bad weather. He's out of a job. He's disappointed. He's discouraged. I pray that he'll be encouraged today. Save the lost and those that are away from God. I pray they'll draw nigh unto Thee today. Help us all to do our very best while we have an opportunity. And we'll praise You in Jesus' name and amen. And now here's Donna to sing our first song today, "Nothing Can Compare."
But where are
nothing that can compare with all the beauty and glory that we'll behold over there. Peter put it in plain words when he said, I reckon that the sufferings of this present world are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. And now here's Sherry, is our oldest little daughter. Sherry's 8. And now she's going to come around and sing for you the next song, He Washed My Eyes with Tears That I Might See. Song today, let me make a few announcements. We are glad to have Brother Doyle Bledsoe playing the piano today for us, and Doyle's going to sing our last song in just a minute or so. Before Doyle sings the last song today, this is Christmas season, and I know that we're cumbered about with much serving, so to speak. We have many things to do, a lot of shopping to be done, many gifts to be bought, but I wonder, in the process of buying all our gifts, of all our giving, I wonder, are we going to leave Christ absolutely out this Christmas? Or are we going to remember Him? After all, it's His birthday. Some people say, well, He wasn't born on the 25th of December. Well, at least most people say that it's Christ's birthday. At any rate, that's what we're supposed to be celebrating. And let me say this. This broadcast is a work of faith, and we're kept on the air strictly by the gifts and prayers of those that really care. And if you really care, sincerely, way down in your heart, I've had several this week tell me, Curtis, I missed you last week. The broadcast wasn't on, and I missed it. If it were to go off for good, I wonder, would you really miss it? If so, this week, why don't you sit down and share with us, as well as pray with us, that God will continue to bless the broadcast and keep it on the air. And I think a word to the wise is sufficient. So this week, you sit down and write us at 1425 Richard Road, Decatur, Georgia. That's Reverend Curtis Hudson, 1425 Richard Road, Decatur, Georgia. God will bless you for it, and may God bless you that are helping. And now here's Brother Doyle to sing our last song for us today, just before we bring the message. Doyle can testify and tell you what he's going to sing.
Thank you, Brother Curtis. I'm going to sing Saved by Grace. I thank the Lord that I'm saved today by grace through faith.
Amen.
the palace of the King. And I shall see him face to face and tell the story saved by grace. And I shall see him face to face and tell the story saved by grace.
Yes, thank God. Amen.
Someday my earthly house will fall. I cannot tell how soon twill be. But this I know, my all in all has now a place in heaven for me. Someday till then, I'll watch and wait.
Yes, that's right.
My lamp all trimmed and burning bright, that when my Savior opes the gate, my soul to Him may take its flight. And I shall see Him face to face and tell the story saved by grace. And I shall see him face to face and tell the story saved by grace.
Today's message is the 8th in a series on coming events. I'd like you to turn with me today in your Bibles to Revelation chapter 20, and let's read together verse 4. But while you're turning, let me discuss with you briefly the message that we brought in the last broadcast. If you remember, we spoke on the first resurrection and also the binding of Satan. But I want you to remember that the first resurrection is to be in three phases. First of all, Christ the first fruits, afterward later Christ that is coming. Then cometh the end when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father. This is found in 1 Corinthians verses 23 and 24. Remember that the first resurrection is to be in three distinct orders. In Matthew chapter 27 and in verse 52 and 53, you'll find out the first order was Jesus Christ, who was the first fruits of them that slept. When Jesus Christ arose from the dead, the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose and came out of the graves after his resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared unto many. Jesus Christ became the first fruits of them that slept. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and in verse 20 says, but now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. Hallelujah. But notice, not only is Christ the first fruits of them that slept, but afterwards, when Jesus Christ comes, they that are at Christ are to go at his appearing. When Jesus Christ shall come, as described in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, in the air, and the trump of God shall sound, Paul says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, that the dead in Christ shall rise first. Notice here, that it's the dead in Christ, it's blood-washed, born-again believers that are to rise and meet Jesus Christ in the air. Then he says, we which are alive and remain. The word we here, the pronoun, refers to blood-washed, born-again believers. For in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, these saints that are raised, or the people that are raised here, are saints of God. Notice 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, and in verse 1, who that the book of Thessalonians was written to. It says, unto the church of the Thessalonians, which is in God the Father and in Jesus Christ. This, my friend, is blood-washed, born-again believers that have accepted the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. They are raised from the dead to meet the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in the air. Now then, after this second company of born-again believers have been raised,
and Christ and the first company have already been raised and are now in heaven, then the second company, after it has been raised, they're going to be judged at the judgment seat of Christ according to their works. During this space of time, the tribulation is going to be going on earth. Then after the tribulation, there are going to be other born-again believers that are going to be raised from the dead. But notice, some of you are saying, Brother Curtis, how are folks going to be saved during the tribulation period with the church absent from the Word? Well, I can explain that in detail. However, I can give you a verse of Scripture that will possibly settle it in your mind. In Matthew chapter 24 and in verse 13, this speaks of the tribulation period, and it says, "But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved." Now notice Ephesians chapter 2 and in verse 8. Jesus Christ says, "We are saved by grace through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." My friend, we are saved today by grace through faith, not by enduring unto the end. But during the tribulation period, people will be saved by enduring to the end. And so then in Revelation chapter 20, and in verse 4, you have these words, "And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus." Notice, these are the saints of God, or the people that were beheaded during the tribulation period for their witness of Jesus Christ and for the word of God. And notice, these people had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had they received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. And the next phase says, "And they lived," that is, they actually lived or was raised from the dead, "and reign with Christ 1,000 years. Hallelujah. I'm speaking today on the millennium of 1,000 years. Notice the last part of verse 4. "And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. Now there are many that deny the fact that Jesus Christ is going to absolutely reign 1,000 years upon this earth. But if you read Revelation chapter 20, verses 1 through 7, you'll find 6 times the phase of 1,000 years. Now this period of time is called by most Bible students the millennium. However, the word millennium is not found in the Word of God. The word millennium is taken from two Latin words, the word milli, meaning 1,000, and the word annum, which means year, 1,000 years. Jesus Christ is going to be raised from the dead, and the saints of God are going to reign with him for 1,000 years. I want you to notice, my friend, some things that are going to happen during this time of period when Jesus Christ reigned upon this earth for the period of 1,000 years. First of all, let's see exactly where the seat of government is going to be. Jesus Christ is going to reign in Jerusalem. If you'll turn with me in your Bibles, Acts chapter 2, and in verse 30, you'll find out where Jesus Christ's throne is to be located. Notice verse 29 says, "Men and brethren, let me freely speak unto you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his sepulcher is with us unto this day. Therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that God has sworn with an oath to him, that of the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he would raise up Christ to sit on his throne." My friend, God Almighty has sworn with an oath unto David that of the fruit of his loins, he would raise up Jesus Christ to sit on his throne. Look at Psalms 132. And in verse 11, the word of God said, "The Lord has sworn in truth unto David, and he will not turn from it. Of the fruit of thy body will I set upon thy throne." My friend, God Almighty has sworn, and the word of God declares that he will not turn from it. Not only that, but when Mary was conceived of the Holy Ghost and was to bear the child Jesus Christ, the angel Gabriel appeared unto her. And notice what he said in verse 31 of Luke chapter 1. "And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and shalt bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. The Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David." Notice, Gabriel, the angel from heaven, brought the message unto Mary and said, "The Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David." And notice verse 33, "And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end." Daniel spoke of this millennial kingdom. of this time when Jesus Christ would reign 1,000 years as being the stone kingdom. If you'll notice in Daniel spoke of 4 kingdoms that were literal kingdoms. After Nebuchadnezzar had had a dream and Daniel interpreted the dream, not only did he interpret it, he remembered the dream for the king. And he told the king that his kingdom, the Babylonian Empire, was the golden head of the image. And so on, he described the other parts of the image. But notice, my friend, that he said there was a stone that was shoot out of the mountain without hands. And this stone rolled into the image and smote the image. My friend, this image is the times of the Gentiles. And in Luke chapter 24 and in verse 21, the word of God declares that the land of Palestine shall be trodden down by the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles shall be fulfilled. My friend, after the times of the Gentiles have been fulfilled, and when Christ comes back in the air with his saints in Revelation chapter 19, verse 11, this is the time when he's coming back to make war and to judge the nations. And after this, he is to reign 1,000 years upon this earth with the saints of God. And he's to reign on the throne of his father David. Hallelujah. God has sworn it, and the Bible says he will not turn from it. But there's another thing I'd like for you to notice. There are many today that are not looking for the kingdom. However, the early apostles did look for this age. If you look in Acts chapter 1 and in verse 6, the word of God said, when they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? My friend, the apostles look for the kingdom to come. And not only that, but there are songs that have been written. And of course, this is not taken out of the scripture. Some of the words are. And I like this song in which the poet put it so well. The kingdom is coming. Oh, tell me the story. God's banner exalted shall be. The earth shall be full of his knowledge and glory as waters that cover the sea. And notice what Jesus Christ taught his disciples to pray. In Matthew chapter 6, I'd like for you to turn with me. Matthew chapter 6, and in verse 10 it is. Notice, verse 9, Jesus taught them to pray, and he said, after this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Then verse 10 says, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. For many years now, the saints of God have been praying, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. But soon this prayer is going to be answered. Jesus Christ is going to come, and he's going to set up his kingdom, and his will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. I want you to notice now, before I close the message, some things that are going to happen during the time when Jesus Christ shall reign upon this earth for 1,000 years. First of all, there's going to be a revival of the land of Palestine. In Joel chapter 3 and in verse 18, the word of God shall said that it shall come to pass at that day that the mountain shall drop new wine, and the hills shall flow with milk, and all the rivers of Judah shall flow with water, and a fountain shall come forth of the house of the Lord, and shall water the valley of Shittim, the country about the Dead Sea. And in Amos chapter 9 and in verse 13, Amos says that the plowman shall overtake the reaper, and the treader of grapes him that soweth the seed. Notice in Isaiah chapter 55 and in verse 13, the word of God said, instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree, and it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign, and shall not be cut off. In Isaiah 35 and in verse 1, the word of God says that during this time, the wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as a rose. Thank God. And notice verse 7, and the parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water, in the habitation of dragons, where each leaf shall be grass with reeds and rushes. And notice, my friend, not only will the land have a revival, but there'll be a change in the animal kingdom. Notice what Isaiah said in chapter 11, verses 6 and 9. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lay down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them, and the cow and the bear shall feed. Their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox, and the sucking child shall play on the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the cockatrice den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as waters that cover the sea. Time does not permit for me to go into detail all the things that are going to happen during this millennial reign, or during this time when Christ shall reign for 1,000 years. But my friend, if you're not ready for this time, would you bow your head now and let's pray together. Our Father, I pray that as we go off the air today, that you'll speak to the hearts of those that are lost without Christ. Help them to realize that Jesus Christ is coming, and that his coming is very soon. That he could be at any minute. He could come to call the saints up to meet him in the air. If we're not ready for the rapture or for the calling out of the saints, help those that are listening now to repent and believe on thee and be saved. In Jesus' name, amen.
We pray you have been blessed by the message you've just heard. The Sword of the Lord has many helpful materials available for purchase. For a free catalog, please call 1-800-251-4100. Or you may reach us on the web at swordofthelord.com. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.